welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. A group of talented Muncie area teenagers is headed to a big competition at the end of the month. You may have heard of Team 1720, the Fixed Gears Robotics Team. They have moved into the Mad Jacks building in Muncie, the city's big makerspace and co-working center. Fixed Gears recently finished in second place in the Indiana Robotics Championship. With other competition points, that means they are ranked first in the state of Indiana as they head to the World Championships in St. Louis at the end of the month. This is what one of those robotics competitions sounds like. The national competition is sponsored by FIRST, which means For Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. The idea of high school students building 120-pound complicated computer-driven robots in competition is pretty impressive. Even more impressive are the team members themselves.
My name is Jessica Vaness. I'm 15 years old. I'm a freshman on the team. This is actually my second year. I'm on the media team and the drive team. So I go around and I take pictures. I do all the media. I help them put together videos. I've actually worked with them in the mechanical room. I'm on the drive team. I'm the human player. So you see the drive team on one side controlling the robot. I'm on the other end of the field feeding gears to the robot so it can pick those up, take it across, and score them.
Is that like playing a video game?
Sort of. I get over there and I get in the zone. And they said I'm really calm under pressure. So I'm over there feeding the gears in. I hold one gear in my hand and one in between my legs. And other human players have started copying me by doing that.
It's a challenge to describe something that is so visual to folks who can't see it. Can you try and describe this game? What is happening?
Well, you have three robots on each side, one's on the red alliance, one's on the blue alliance. The field is about the size of a basketball court, and it's all fenced in. It has two big walls, one at one end of the field, the skinny end, and one on the other. And this year, they have these big hexagon towers that they have little pegs on the side facing the wall. Well, on the opposite end of the field, they have a little station where they can slide gears in through a slot. The robots go over, pick up the gears, run them back and place them on the pegs, where people that are standing on top of the tower bring those up and put them on pegs to spin them around to get what they call rotors going. They're like giant pinwheels up there that they spin once you get it turning.
It's like a ship or something it's supposed to
be,
right?
Yeah, they're called the airship, actually, because this game is steampunk themed.
Which means steampunk is sort of the future and the past together?
It's like Victorian era clothing meets industrial era technology. And so they really like doing themes for the games. Last year it was castle themed, and so they had these little towers that they shot balls into. And they're working with Disney, so they're getting more interesting themes to put up and use. They also have what they call fuel. They have these big hoppers, which are little tubs full of balls on the sides of the field.
And they kind of look like wiffle balls, big wiffle balls.
Big,
right?
Bright yellow wiffle balls. They have six of these hoppers, three on one side of the field, the long ways, and three on the other. And they have a big plastic piece that the robots come over and hit, which dumps the ball on the floor. And they go over to this tower called the hopper. Well, not the hopper, the boiler. And they have a big open circle about 10 feet up.
Yeah, it's right over here in the corner, right? It almost reminds me of kind of like a basketball goal, sort of.
Yes, they have that pipe thing up at the top, and they also have a slot near the lower part. If you get 9 balls in the lower part, you get 1 point. If you get 3 balls in the top part, you get a point.
Oh my gosh, this sounds complicated. And part of the challenge is they tell you at the beginning of the year what the game is going to be, and then you folks design the robot. And then you have to drive the robot, because you're on the drive team, right?
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that?
Well,
I guess you don't. You just practice, right?
You practice, and they also, every year, they come up with a whole new manual for the thing, and it's 300 pages.
Tell me why you like this program.
I can learn skills that I could actually use in the workforce, and it's fun. It's not sit down, stare at a book, try to learn this into your head, sit there and your eyes glaze over. This is hands-on work experience that I can learn.
How old were you when you started?
I was in eighth grade, but I've been around the program a lot longer because of my older sister. I've been coming since I was about 10, and I actually joined the team last year as an eighth grader. And so I was running around at the events and here at our facility taking pictures. I started out with a little point and shoot camera, and I couldn't take very good pictures, but it's been so long and I've had so much help with it that I've learned how to take great pictures.
What do you suppose the students get out of this activity?
Well, they come in here for the mechanical side. Some come in not knowing which way to turn a screwdriver. They teach them how to turn a screwdriver. They teach them how to mill parts. They teach them how to weld.
Does it surprise you? I mean, like next to us here are these CAD drawings. This is something out of an industrial manufacturing process.
FIRST actually has the programs that they give out to FIRST Team so that kids can use these programs and so that they know them when they get out, they're going into college. They want them to use these programs because they're such great programs.
What are the kids in this activity like? If you were trying to describe them, the people on fixed gears, what are they like?
Yeah, they're all very intelligent. They learn fast. They work very well with others, actually. We're like family here. It's like I have a lot of siblings here and like a lot of aunts and uncles. We get along really well.
Tell me a time when it felt like a family.
We get together. We had our New Year's Eve end party. We watched a movie together. We played a lot of games together. It's really cool when we all get together and play card games on the way to a competition or at the hotel, waiting to get our little videos of the match replay that we can watch. We're sitting there playing cards together.
Do you think this experience has made you a better student?
It's made me more focused. It's made my mind sharper. It's an awesome experience. You can learn how to weld here. You can learn how to solder, take pictures, build professional animations, work with CAD. You can build entire field pieces out of wood that you never would have been able to do before. You can learn how to program a robot. You can learn how to wire it. It's just an amazing program.
And what do you want to do? Everybody asks you this, right? What am I going to ask you?
You can ask me what I want to do when I get out of college. I actually want to be a biologist. I want to study biology because I think the study of life is fascinating. And being in this program and learning more about science has broadened my horizons in science.
That's Jessica Van Ness, one of the members of the Muncie-based robotics team that finished second in state competition and is headed to the World Championships at the end of this month in St. Louis. By the way, she's all of 15 years old and in her second year on the team. For more information, check out their Facebook page. You search Team 720 Muncie. Fixed Gears is spelled PHYXT Gears.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
I'm Sean Van Ness. I'm the president and mentor of FIRST Robotics Team 1720, Fixed Gears, Muncie, Delaware Robotics. I've been with the team going on about 8 years now. I've got three daughters who have been involved with the program. One has graduated, is now studying computer science in college. Right now, we are actually have just gotten back from our state competition. The robot itself, the competition robot, has actually already been boxed up and is on its way to St. Louis. We have just a short amount of time to pack it in a box and get it sent there.
Where the world championship is at the end of the month.
Yes.
Tell us where we are and what we're looking at.
We are in the new Madjax Maker Force, which is a maker hub that's in downtown Muncie in the old CentOS warehouse. And thanks to Sustainable Muncie and Ball Brothers Foundation and a few other entities, we actually have a new robotics area here that we have basically about tripled our space that we had versus our previous location. A great sponsor, Meridian Services, had that for us for about 10 years. And we loved it there, but now we have got so much more space to be able to move work and actually add more kids to the program.
So we're upstairs in the former CentOS building. As I look around here, it's like a miniature fence made of wood surrounding this open area here about the size of, maybe half a basketball court or something.
Or pretty close. It's 27 by 54 feet. That's an official FIRST Robotics playing field for FRC, which is the bigger division in FIRST Robotics, where high schoolers build a 120-pound robot, have 6 weeks to build that. Beginning of the year, we get what the new game is going to be. And FIRST Robotics has brought in Disney as a big sponsor, and they've actually the last 2 years given kind of a theme to the robot and the game. This year's theme is called...
Is that an angry robot somewhere over there? What's going on over there?
Somebody moving a bunch of metal, I think,
okay.
In the machine shop.
To step back just a second. These robots resemble, if we were describing them, I'm thinking up the size of a copier machine or something, how would you describe them?
This year, yeah. Actually, a really good-sized printer, maybe a copier machine. This year's game, again, is a steampunk-themed. It's called Steamworks, and again, Disney has come on to help theme the games. Last year's was called Stronghold. It was kind of a medieval theme. But this year's is dealing with big wiffle balls that they call fuel that we shoot into boilers, placing gears on an airship so that we can get the gears spinning to spin the rotors for the end of the game. And in the very last part of the game, the robots come over and climb a rope on a climbing mechanism to, again, get additional points to try and win that match.
The challenge here is you get the idea of what the objective is. You have a limited amount of time for the students to devise a mechanism, right, that's remotely controlled and will do all these things.
Yes. And really the first part of the match, what's really neat is that the robots are completely autonomous. They're doing everything on their own. It's fully programmed by the students. And right now, we have one of the better autonomous robots that's able to go place a gear on the airship on its own, turn, and then shoot a bunch of shots into the boiler.
On its own. So how does the robot know where?
Coding, lots of testing. We also have a really interesting visioning system that uses infrared, and they've actually got targeting strips on the boiler that it is able to read those, get itself lined up, and then shoot those balls or fuel for this game into the boiler.
And so the students design this with the help of the adult mentors and...
Right, it basically goes from the beginning of the year getting what the game is going to be, brainstorming, prototyping, using CAD, designing the robot out, start building it.
And your next big event is at the end of the month?
Yes, we have qualified for the World Championships in St. Louis. I believe it's April 26th through 29th. Our team competed this past weekend in the Indiana State Championship that we qualified for. We went in ranked fourth in the state on qualifying points, and we ended up going all the way to the finals. Finished second in the competition itself, but with the ranking points that they use to determine qualifications for Worlds, we came out first in the state.
So it's important that girls get an opportunity in this competition as well, and you look to that, you work on that.
Oh, yes. Being the father of three daughters, the team itself is about a third girls, about half homeschoolers. We have kids from six different counties. We're not affiliated with the school, so we can pull in kids from all over the place. It's a great program.
That is Sean Van Ness, president of the FIRST Robotics Team 1720, known as Fixed Gears, teams who design and build sophisticated robots for specialized competition. And yes, he's the dad of Jessica, who we met earlier. The teens get help from some great adult mentors, but they are very impressive in their own right. We'll meet another one of the team members next.
Well, I'm living here in Allentown, and it's hard to keep a good mind at home, but I won't be getting up today.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Talking today with members of the Fixed Gears Robotics Team, also known as Team 1720 in Muncie. Quite a remarkable group of area teens who took second place in state competition recently and are headed to the World Championships in St. Louis at the end of the month.
My name is Mariah Schlinker. I'm a senior on the team, and I'm a lead mechanical student and a student leader. So I'm the operator on the drive team, which means I'm in charge of running mechanisms and communicating with the driver. So that includes picking up the gear off the floor, placing the gear on the peg, shooting the fuel into the boiler, and...
How would you compare the driving job to something people could understand? Do you play video games, for example?
When I'm explaining robotics in general, the competitions, I explain it as it's real life video, like a real life video game. You're driving using Xbox controller to maneuver a 120-pound robot around the field, and you have a goal in mind. And
how long have you been doing this, and how's it changed you?
I've joined the team 5 years ago as an eighth grader, and I didn't know a whole lot about anything to do with this. I didn't know how to turn a screwdriver the right way, and a nut from a bolt. I didn't know the difference. And now I'm welding, TIG welding, and operating CNC machinery, and teaching younger students now. So, younger students that are eighth grades coming in, I'm now teaching them what it was like and helping them move through the transitioning between not knowing and realizing that it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to just magically know how to do this stuff. So,
and that's a lesson in itself, right? We're used to, hey, this is going to happen right away.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of students that come in and they say, oh, you're great at this, or they see other people succeeding and mentors telling them, okay, do this, and then they just go do it. They don't have to have constant supervision. And that gets them discouraged. And so I'm there, and other student leaders are there to say, hey, we've been here for 5 years. This has been a long road to get to where we are now.
You know, I was thinking that in this activity, you learn TIG welding, which I know that's a term. I don't know what it means.
I don't.
It's okay. But so you learn the mechanics of, and you learn these technical aspects. I imagine, though, you learned something about yourself and working with people.
So I was shy. I didn't know how to talk in front of people. Being interviewed was not my forte. So I've been put in front of groups of kids at libraries and school presentations, and that helps build your confidence and leadership skills and teamwork. So your ability to work with kids while demonstrating. And that's just helpful. It helps you gain self-confidence when you're teaching these little kids and you see the look on their face that you amaze them and you realize just how much you actually know. And when you're confident in teaching these other kids, it's not only helpful for you, or it's not only helpful for them, but if you teach something, you learn it better yourself.
What was a time when you thought, oh, this is great? What was a really good day in this?
Last year we went to the all-girls competition and we got first place, and that was cool. That was my first time as a driver. So I was captain of the pit, and it was all girls in charge of loading the robot onto the field, fixing things in between matches, driving the robot, unloading the pit. All of, the whole competition was run by females, and that was cool that I was in charge because I'm the lead mechanical student on our team for girls. And it's cool that I brought students that weren't on the drive or weren't on the mechanical team, and we got first place. We were able to work as a team, and that was skills learned from previous seasons of how to work as a team, because you don't always have people that are perfectly lined up for that job.
This isn't a case where the boys dominate everything and you guys are, put back on your heels. Tell me about the opportunities here for girls to get involved. Girls can contribute as much as anybody.
And actually, even though it is assumed that guys dominate the field in this, the guys at these events, they are not putting women down at all. That is, we are equal. And even though, even at the Rage event, they've had seminars where they talk about, oh, here's how horrible it is to work with guys. And it's actually, no, it isn't. All the people on my team, and from what I've talked to and girls on other teams, it's not like that. The guys don't say, hey, you're less than me, or they don't ignore you. There are plenty of times when girl's better than the guy, and there's a lot of times that the guy's better than the girl. It just depends on the individual.
Do you think things have changed? Do you think it was different before? Is that what you've heard? Is that the idea that you've gotten?
Maybe. I'm not really sure. I was into, quote, girly things before I went to robotics, or sports. So I was in soccer, and other things, playing with Barbies, dresses, all that fun stuff.
So. How's this? I mean, it's obviously different, right? Mm-hmm. But there's something in it that's satisfying to you in a way. You've chosen to go this way.
It's cool to impress adults and that they're amazed by what I'm doing and by the look on their face when I tell them what I'm doing. It helps me gain self-confidence and realize that, okay, this is going to help me in college and throughout the rest of my life. Not only, even if I wasn't going into an engineering field, I'm still going to benefit from this.
You seem very poised and confident, and you credit the program in part for that, right?
Definitely. Obviously, my family, too, but the way I was raised, but this team has definitely helped a lot. I've been to many business presentations and talking with the mayor and other people like that. You have to know what you're talking about and not talk too quickly, just calm down and tell them you know what you're going to say. This is what you do. You love doing this, and explaining something you're passionate about is not as scary as you might think.
Everybody asks you what you're going to do when you grow up. All right, where are you going to school next year?
I'm going to Taylor University to study mechanical engineering, and my dream job is to work in the prosthetics field. So I want to work in a biomedical field.
You know, there's some of that in Indiana, know, up in Warsaw.
Yes.
Sounds like good opportunities for internships.
Yep. I went to multiple of those businesses. There's five companies in Warsaw, and I went to two of them for plant tours. And that was where I decided that's what I wanted to do.
Mariah Schlenker, a high school senior on the Fixed Gears robotics team from Muncie, headed to the World Robotics Championship in St. Louis at the end of the month. The team took second place in the Indiana State Championships recently, and with other qualifying points, they're headed to that world competition ranked number one in Indiana. Mariah, like so many of these young people, is really well-spoken, poised, and along with skills like welding, has picked up some leadership experience as well. Not bad for an after-school activity led by adult volunteers and supported by the community. To learn how you can help, check out the Team 1720 Fixed Gears page on Facebook or drop me a note. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, Debbie Webb, Alicia Franklin, and Elena McKenzie. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.